This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. About 10 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Governor Kehoe. First time we talked to him since he was sworn in as governor. And I just got another really important phone call. My daughter Phoebe called me.
Oh.
And she didn't need money or hadn't hit someone in her car.
Oh. Yeah. That's a double win.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I should introduce you to her, Kyle. You're a nice young man.
Well, thank you.
Uh-oh, maybe not. I didn't like that evil laugh.
Yeah.
No, she seems very, very nice. How old is she?
19.
19? I would love to. I do have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But
refuse right now. Just refuse right now.
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
You go home, break up with her tonight, and
then
see what we can do. Give me your name. I'll tell her a rumor about you. No, it was nice. She was just, first thing she said was, "You're not at work right now, are you?" I'm like, oh, always the big fan of the DGS.
What time is the show again?
Just the same time every day. That's all. Don't worry, my dad still does that. My dad's grown.
Yeah, my dad did that the other day. He was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Working."
So you're not in the air right now, are you? Like,
Nope. Just the same time every day, all the time.
No, I just texted her mom. I'm like, "Phoebe just called me. Did you put her up to that?"
Oh, that's cute.
She just wanted to give me a rundown of how classes were going.
Oh, and look at that.
That's so sweet.
Her roommate had norovirus, and she was able to avoid it.
Good.
So, yeah.
It's always nice when it's an uneventful call.
Yes. Yes. And I said...
Those become more frequent the older they get, by the way.
I know this sounds so stupid, but I said...
The uneventful calls.
On the break, I think Phoebe likes me more than I think she does. And Rachel's like, "I've been telling you that for 8 years now."
Listen, the other truth is the longer they are out of the house, the more they like you.
Really?
Yes. I know that was true with me as a kid.
Yeah.
The longer I was out of the house, the more I liked my parents. I mean, I always liked my parents, but I mean, like, you appreciate them more and differently as you get further away. I know my kids been that way, you know, and obviously every high school kid's going to be like, and just want to not be around you. But, you know, the older she gets, the more it's just like having another adult in the conversation.
I think when you're in high school, especially, even though you know you're not going to live there forever, you feel like you're going to live there forever. And you feel like your parents are always going to be telling you to put gas in the car and always asking if you did your homework. And, you know, I mean, if you could really feel what it's like to be out, you'd probably treat your parents a little bit better.
Yeah. Did we do a story? I don't remember who brought it up or if we did it, but didn't we do one where we think that whole teenage angst thing is actually evolutionary to get people to leave home and go away so you don't have... genetic issues.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's why we get mad at our parents, like, and we don't have sex with our siblings?
Not exactly that, but so that people spread out so that you're not, you know, intermingling with all the same groups of people all the time. That it's like, it's just part of how our brains are wired. We get that way as teenagers because you're getting to the point where it's time for you to go and start
find your own way.
Start your new tribe.
Go plant your flag somewhere else.
Yes,
that's interesting. So they're not just jerks,
right? That's what was that was the moral of the story. It was, hey, your teenagers aren't trying to be this way. It's kind of we're wired that way.
So Kyle, I bet you're pretty nice to your parents, right?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Once I moved to college, I think I became a lot nicer to them.
You know who's not nice to your parents?
Who?
This damn girlfriend of yours. I am sick of her crap.
Kyle is being very good Dave in the face really, of this
yes,
bit.
Yes, he is.
Dave has really made a decision here. He's going hard.
Yes.
I'm all in on Kyle.
He's recruiting Kyle. Kyle, you want to go to Capitol this week? Hey.
If you're paying for Capitol, I'm in.
Oh, fine. You can even bring your girlfriend.
Even better.
Yeah, we could do a lot worse than Kyle.
No, Kyle's a good guy.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Now, John, that's a different story.
John's my roommate.
Oh, yeah, don't even get me started.
Yeah, he's a wild one.
Yeah, did you know the lore that they live together?
No.
Yeah,
no,
when
I
found
that
out, I was like, wow, this is like a reality show.
Ryan Wiggins, is he there too?
Yeah, I think he might be. He's our third roommate.
So is it just the two of you?
No, we actually do have a third roommate. He does not work here.
Tell me it's Pajeski.
We tried.
No, Pajeski's like 45 years old.
In spirit, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's 25 in real life, 45,
He was born with a tie on.
That's why you will not survive.
I wanna forget how convention fits.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So a pleasure and a privilege to talk to a friend of the show, Governor Kehoe. Governor, it's great to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's always good to be on KMOX.
You are very welcome. So before we get into details, just how is it? How are you liking the job?
Well, it's, you know, it's crazy. As you know, we've talked many times. It's I'm from North St. Louis there. So going from North St. Louis City to the governor's office is a humbling experience, and but very much more. We're ready to lead and take the state in a good direction, and so far, so good.
Well, that's why you're a good man and a good politician, because you are still capable of feeling humble, and I don't mean that to be a joke. That's true.
Well, that's kind of you to say. That's why my mother raised me, and you know, it's a great opportunity to be able to take the background that we've had, and you know, the upbringing that I experienced there in the St. Louis area, and take those experiences now to give others an opportunity to do the same thing. And that's what we hope to create an environment of, is that people can have hope. They can have, understand there's a chance in life. There's a chance to get out of certain neighborhoods. There's a chance to do better. Those are the opportunities we want to afford all Missourians.
That is literally the best you can do with whatever background you come from. We come from similar ones. So we're in St. Louis, obviously. Let's talk about St. Louis. I understand from the newsroom and from Andrew that you were in St. Louis today, had a meeting with the county prosecutor's office to talk about a crime. How did that go?
Great. She is going to do a great job. Melissa Smith has been in the county as a prosecutor for many years. She is really hit the ground running. She's assembled a great team around her. I met with many of her folks on that team today, and I believe she really understands what it means to, you know, protect the communities, be an advocate for victims, and understand what it means to have the backs of our law enforcement officers, which is critical in a prosecutor's role.
And the city, obviously, the city police force is obviously a big deal. State control, local control, where does that stand, Governor?
Yeah, I'm a big fan, let me just say, of Chief Tracy and of Gabe Gore, your prosecutor, circuit attorney there. Both are doing a great job. I think that if the state control were back, which we had from the Civil War till about 2013, I think that would give them even more tools. The legislation has been announced in both the House and Senate, and it's a process, so it's never a guarantee, but it's working its way through the system, and we'll keep an eye very closely on that and see if both the House and Senate can agree to get it to my desk.
And similarly, I am concerned to the point of embarrassed about St. Louis public school system, whether it's the buses or is it the kids or it's attendance or it's the test scores. What can you do as governor? What can the state do to help out?
Well, you fit all of the above is the answer to your concerns. We've had problems with all of those issues. But the main thing that we have to keep our eye on is what you mentioned in that mix of problems is the kids. What are we doing for them? What's the environment we're creating for them and giving them an opportunity to succeed? They're going to need some help in St. Louis Public Schools. And I know our Board of Education is very much looking at it and what we can do to offer alternatives, whether it's through charter schools, through the program we announced during our State of the State, the ESA Education Savings Account options for parents to potentially send their kids to a different facility. There's a lot of things on the table, I think, that will help St. Louis Public Schools, and certainly something that we want to be very involved in to help where we can to really, again, not influence anything except for the outcome of those kids. They need to have a chance. They need to have some hope and the education to go along with it.
So widening it out, you just did the state of the state. How is the state of the state, Governor?
The state of the state is good. Governor Parson and his administration, in my opinion, did a very good job of getting the state on stable ground in some very tough circumstances, whether it was droughts or floods or civil unrest or the COVID-19. A lot of things happened in the last 4 years that Governor Parson had to deal with. So I like to tell everybody we have a good foundation now, which to build from. And so we are going to build upon the foundation the previous administration built. And I really think there's some great opportunities. I think the best days for Missouri, specifically in your area, the St. Louis region, are still ahead of us.
Rachel, you have a question for the governor?
I do. First of all, Governor Kehoe, it's an honor to speak to you. My question is back to the state control of our local police department. What specifically is the state going to be able to do that you believe that St. Louis is unable to accomplish on their own?
Well, Rachel, it's my honor to talk to you. So thank you so much for being so kind. I was just telling a couple of folks, we were talking about it to some St. Louis business people this morning. State control doesn't mean that all of a sudden the governor or some bureaucrat from Jefferson City just makes all kinds of decisions. It really just allows a locally appointed board of St. Louis City residents, by the way, that represent maybe the law enforcement, represent somebody from the governor's office. Just somebody that will actually take the focus of what it takes to protect and give the tools to the men and ladies protecting our communities is all state control does. I believe we can bring a more concentrated and focused effort of the state board of police that would serve the city of St. Louis to really help the law enforcement officers out. We need a lot of help. We're 350 spots down right now. Gabe Gore, like I said, has done a good job protecting their back. Chief Tracy has done a good job leading them. But we need recruitment and retention tools to bring more law and officers into the system and then keep them once we get them.
Kevin?
Yeah, we spoke a number of times, Governor Kehoe, during the campaign, and we asked a lot of questions about big picture goals. And what was really neat was listening to your perspective, having grown up here. But now you have the challenge of governing a whole state, which is two major cities, another couple that are like mid-sized cities, then a lot of rural areas, and they all of these have different needs. So how do you apportion that out, and how much of a driver for the state are St. Louis and Kansas City in fixing problems there?
Well, I say, Kevin, all the time, the Missourians are more alike than we are different. And you're right. We have a lot of different urban and rural areas. St. Louis and Kansas City certainly are two of the major economic hubs we have. Matter of fact, the St. Louis region, some would say the five-pound area is responsible up to 40% of our state's GDP. So the east side of the state has a really important role. But the ripple effect of what the St. Louis region does and the ripple effect of what the Kansas City region does literally affects the entire rest of the state. So we've traveled the state quite extensively, as you know, from one corner to the other, every county, some counties multiple times, just getting a handle on what's important and then understanding that one fix is not like the same paintbrush that fixes all problems. Everything has to be tweaked and tuned a little bit to fit the different areas and the different needs that we have across the state. So it's a huge task, but if we surround ourselves with the right people, which is what I've always tried to do in my business career, is to try to make sure we have people that understand the issues in each of those geographically different areas and then apply the right fixes that we need to it, all while keeping government out of your way when possible. You know, Missourians are pretty smart. They don't need government telling them what to do every day. So we have to make sure we sprinkle some common sense in there as well.
Governor, it's always great talking to you. Safe travels back to Jeff City.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to be on KMOX.
Thank you, Governor. It's Governor.
Yeah, it's Governor.
Just on your show, it's all.
Kyle, does your girlfriend's dad know the governor by chance?
She does not.
No.
That's a point for the Glover team.
He couldn't just like call him Mike and be okay with it.
Nope.
You need to drop back, take the spiral snap, and punt.
Hey, you think you could work with your friend there, Mike, and if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, we can get some of those Philly cheesesteaks that his office is going to win in the bet?
I think we could. I think we can work that out.
Yeah? You think you could make a call?
I think so.
All right.
I know people.
Dude, those cheesesteaks are Philly legit. Cheesesteaks.
Yeah, but if you had one
you just
from
made my
Philly,
mouth water.
No, I've never had one from Philly.
Oh, my God, it's different. I'm not lying. It's different.
I've had Primanti's from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh, yeah, yeah.
Where they put the fries on the big giant sandwich.
Yep.
Yummy.
And Bulger physically shoved me because I ordered a Diet Coke. He's like, we don't drink Diet Coke in Pittsburgh.
You're embarrassing me, Glover.
Little Nancy boy.
Get a full Coke.
Can I get the fries on the side? He's like, oh, for the love of God.
You got to put them on the sandwich. All right,
no,
so you
good.
Can put in that order for us. Thank you.
I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
I will do that.
I'll even go pick it up.
Wait, hold on. He's texting me right now.
He's like, tell Wheeler no cheesesteaks. They're all for us.
Imagine being governor.
Yeah.
I met Governor Ogilvy in Illinois when I was, 7, 8. And we went to Springfield, my mom and dad and I, to visit. And he was in his office. And he had me come in. And I stood at his desk with him. And he gave me a gold coin with his face on it.
Very nice.
Right?
Very cool. Nice.
Yeah. Then I had the scariest experience of my entire life. We went to Lincoln's tomb. If you've ever been there, there's a big part that sticks up. And I thought he was in it, probably like scratching to get out. And there's a picture of me looking incredibly scared because I was incredibly scared. That was quite a day. Met the governor and the former president.
That's great.
Whenever you love can find me. Break through the walls that bind me. It's breaking the walls that bind me. When I go out in the world.
From the governor of the state of Missouri to Dave Murray. It's a pretty good day.
There you go.
So, cozy weekend for the Super Bowl, Dave?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be chilly. We have three systems that will be in play. The first one, there's a little light rain around town right now. It's kind of drizzle, sprinkles. There'll be light rain overnight tonight up till about noontime on Saturday. It's all rain. Nothing to be concerned about. Temperatures will be above freezing. Then just a lot of clouds around Saturday afternoon, a lot of clouds around Saturday night, 27. Sunday, I'm going to go a mix of clouds and sunshine, but the emphasis is on the clouds, 38 for the high. Still lots of clouds Sunday night, still lots of clouds on Monday, and 40 degrees. Now, the next two systems are next week. We have one coming in Monday night, probably late Monday night, maybe even be after midnight, into Tuesday morning. Temperatures right around the freezing point, so it's cold enough for that to be snow. The dynamics are fairly weak. I'm not overly impressed by it. I'm not real comfortable putting an amount on this thing. I think the focus is going to be southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, but we might see 1 or 2 inches of snow, wet snow, across the area for Monday morning into, Tuesday morning, not Monday morning. Monday morning's fine, but late Monday night into Tuesday morning. Again, I don't think it's a big deal. There's a more impressive system, I think, coming Wednesday and Wednesday night. It will definitely be cold enough for snow with temperatures in the 20s. That has the potential to have a little bit better dynamics in the atmosphere, a little more moisture in the atmosphere. So that's one I really want to keep my eye on for later next week. But two systems next week.
And Dave, I see that we have a named system in the Northeast. I didn't know they named systems like that.
No, it was a thing the Weather Channel started to do about 10 years ago.
Those idiots should be slapped silly.
Yeah, I know. It really is. It's just a dorky thing to do.
Yeah, it was on the Weather Channel.
And if it's the Northeast, you know, it's everything's got to focus on the Northeast, having lived through that for many years. It's okay, guys, you know, it's 2 inches of snow. It's not a real big deal. Oh, we don't care. It's New York City.
Right, right. How does New York do with snow?
They do okay, you know, mainly because the temperatures are so much warmer in the city, they can handle it pretty quickly. But if it's a 10-inch snow, then everything gets bogged down.
Yeah.
It's just a problem.
Yeah,
any city, I think, has a problem.
Yeah, for sure. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The NCAA has officially banned trans athletes from women's sports one day after Trump signed his executive order. They said a student athlete assigned male at birth may not compete on a woman's team. The new policy still allows biological females to compete on men's teams. I'm wondering if this case, if they were just kind of waiting for them to come out so quickly.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. No question. They were waiting for someone to do it for them so that they didn't have to be, quote unquote, the bad guy.
This one is a very interesting topic. I was watching CNN struggle mightily with it today because I can't remember her name, Sarah Seidner, loves to crap on Trump. And she was trying so hard to crap on Trump. But then at the same time, she's like, but as a former Division I volleyball player, I understand, and I wouldn't have liked that either. It really kind of right down the middle.
You know, Amy and I have talked about this topic a lot on and off the air, and it shouldn't be hard to do two things at once. To say that the people that are making a claim, and the claim in this case would be that there's no advantage to a biological, someone who has transitioned from male to female, that they say that for someone to claim that there's no advantage for that person going into women's sports, the onus is on you to prove that before you get to do it. Just like the burden of proof is almost always on the person claiming to be harmed in a lawsuit, for example, or whatever. Like, the burden has to be proven there, and then we can talk about it. At the same time, we cannot be jerks about it and have compassion for human beings and be nice about the conversation instead of just treating people horribly. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to do both of those things. Because I think there's a clear, based on evidence, right now it is very clear that those that have transitioned have had a big advantage when they move into women's sports. They have gone from unranked or ranked very low athletes to elite in some cases. That's enough for us to say, hold on, we got to measure this, because we do need the whole point of sports is that it's a fair playing field. That's the whole point. That's why we have all the rules that we do, so that it's a fair playing field. We have to make sure that's fair before we allow that to go on. I don't think that's a terrible thing, and it's not bigoted or biased.
And it's so interesting politically to see what a huge issue this is.
Yeah.
Trump spent tens of millions of dollars advertising about this.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 320,000 NCAA collegiate athletes, there are less than 10.
Right, right. And that's always been one of my sides to this, is it's not a common problem. Mm-hmm. It's a very rare problem. But
got to deal with it.
It doesn't mean that it's not impacting people that are finishing second, third, fourth, or fifth behind someone who has a biological advantage based on how they went through puberty.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it should be treated like a scientific question that we can solve with evidence over time. It's not something we can just snap our fingers and decide and do it based on feelings rather than on what does the science tell us.
Yeah.
I just want to say I really appreciate the way Wheels has covered this. Like, for real. Like you just do such a great job with it.
Yeah.
I try, because I want to be kind to human beings. But again, being a sports guy, rules are meant to be fair. And there's a reason why we have men's and women's sports separate. It's just we know the difference. There's a reason there's a WNBA and an NBA. It's because it's not a fair competition if you put them together and ask them to compete. It's just not.
NASA astronaut Sonny Williams says, "We don't feel abandoned or stuck as their space mission stretches on." This is so nice of her to say. She's probably just like, please, yeah, I'll say whatever. Just get me home. Plans are underway to bring Williams and her crewmate Barry Wilmore back to Earth around March 19th. So best of luck to those astronauts. They've really had a rough time. France is planning a $800 million makeover for the Louvre. And it's going to take 10 years to refurbish and expand the museum, including a new entrance on the east side.
Mm. I saw the Louvre in 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of moved through it pretty quick, too, but I was 16 when I went through it. So.
Yeah, I was 25.
Yeah.
And there were girls playing Frisbee under the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
So I remember seeing the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And I remember the scene from Vacation when Chevy Chase is looking at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, let's go. That's how I was.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep.
I was going through the Louvre like they did when they were going through London. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
Take it all in.
I did stop at the Mona Lisa because you feel like you have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as a 16-year-old kid, you're like, yeah.
Also, when I saw St. Peter's Basilica, was literally the day they opened up the communion, Da Vinci, God, you know, the ceiling, and I was still hungover. And first of all, St. Peter's Basilica, goes on for friggin' ever. I mean, it's like miles and miles of all these amazing things, and you're just like, oh God, there's another, you know, piece of history. But I was trying not to throw up as I looked up at the ceiling.
See, I saw all of that as an adult, and it was more impressive as an adult than it would have been as a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, but then it ruined a lot of the other stops because it was a tour that we were on.
Mm-hmm.
And like every stop, I go, all right, we're in Milan. Let's go see the big churches. And I'm like, man, we just saw the best one.
Yeah.
I don't need to see anymore. I'll see it from the outside because they look a little different, but in the inside, they all look the same.
Dave, what's the coolest building you've ever been in?
Wow.
That's a great question.
Great question. There's an echo in here.
Yeah.
Nothing sticks to me. Hmm. Nothing at all really sticks to me. That
Wheels, how about you?
Man, I'm thinking about it. Nothing. So the Louvre would be up there, but at the time it wouldn't have had the impact. We visited a castle near Lyon that was really cool. But I gotta say the one I probably enjoyed the most was the Doge's Palace in Venice. It was just really cool. And as you're going through it, it's really
Hearst
neat.
Castle is pretty impressive too in California.
That sounds cool. Oh, yeah, where George Hearst's thing? Yeah.
Do you guys have this thing when I see like something from the 17th century and they have furniture like we do, I'm like, that's made up.
That's weird.
They didn't have chairs.
Yeah.
Like, it blows me away how early we did these things. For real, I thought we just sat on the ground until like 1964.
Yeah.
It's amazing what we were able to do even like a couple thousand years ago.
Yeah.
The rich people anyway.
Right, right. That was one of the things that stood out to me, even whether it was the Doge's Palace, but also in the castle that I'm referring to. I don't remember the name of it, but everything seems so small.
Really?
The doorways are small. Yes. The beds were small because everybody was shorter.
Yeah, they're wee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the average person 500 years ago, 400 years ago was probably 5'1", 5'2", whatever, so... It wasn't like now.
You could have been a giant back
I know.
Then,
I would have been a monster. I'd have been Goliath back then. It would have been great. Get out of my way, nerds.
Nice. Move it, losers. I struggled whether or not to include this in fast food news, but I thought, no, this is a real headline. This is a regular, everyday headline. Applebee's is bringing back date night passes. So the date night pass offers 3,000 passes exclusive to club Applebee's members. Mm. On Valentine's Day, 3,000 randomly selected members will be notified via email for the chance to pay $100, and you get $50 of food and non-alcoholic beverages once a month for a year. So, just something to keep in mind if you're a big Applebee's fan.
Nice. We've been talking about Applebee's a lot on the show this
week. I know.
They've
been in the news. They've been in the news. And one last story here before we go to break. The Prince documentary will no longer be released by Netflix. They had planned to stream the project, but they released a statement yesterday saying the Prince estate and Netflix have come to a mutual agreement that will allow the estate to develop and produce a new documentary featuring exclusive content from Prince's archive. As a result, the Netflix documentary will not be released. So sorry to anyone who
they didn't have control over it.
The Prince estate. Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Which I think is being ran by like his fourth cousins or something weird.
Yeah, that's
like
always
that.
Been a weird situation.
Yeah.
I never fully understood what was going on.
Dave, have a great weekend.
You too.
Off them ties that bind me. I don't need a thing to remind me. I was on 45th, I was half out of a bag.
Starting to think that I peaked in elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a 20-year radio career, man.
25. I don't know. I was pretty cool in elementary school.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was always an all-star in the baseball team. People thought I was funny. I was deeply in love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nancy Noel.
There you go.
Nancy
you were Noel. Winning. You were winning it.
I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was losing, but in my mind.
That's all that matters if you feel like you're winning it.
90% of my life has been in my head, right? You know, like that's one thing. You know how you talk about people who do so much in their life and they pack three lifetimes into it? If you measured the life I've lived in my head, it's like 1,000 years. Just thinking so much more than I should be all the time. All these scenarios that never happen, good and bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't.
No.
Generally. I mean, not saying that because every kid's a little different, but mostly you don't.
God, I was a weirdo.
Yeah. I mean, we all are. I mean, look, if we all really thought about it, every kid's weird.
Yeah.
You're always weird when you're a kid.
Yeah.
The coolest kid you could think of back in school, they were weird too.
Yeah. Because you have the space to be weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think you're being weird. You're just exploring. You know?
Well, yeah. You don't know any better. You literally don't know any better. So you just do things.
We had a big mirror behind the couch. And when mom and dad weren't looking, I used to make out with it.
That's awesome.
That's a little weirder than most.
I don't think so.
No?
I would do something.
I mean, I didn't
do
that, but I'm sure I know I did weird stuff. I just can't think of anything.
I kissed the mirror. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Well, hasn't that been a thing forever? Like on TV shows,
yeah.
They would always talk. Like,
I think
they had a Brady Bunch, right?
Yeah.
I think my idea came organically.
Yeah. Dave's like, nope, not about what I saw on the Brady Bunch. Just, look at me in the mirror.
You're looking pretty good.
Hey, you like yourself. That's good.
I like the cut of your jib. It's a great thing to have a radio show.
Yeah.
And be able to say things like
it's
that.
It's cathartic.
Yeah. I can
used
promise
to make
you,
out with myself in the mirror.
I can promise you, though, other people are either thinking, yep, did that too. I guess I'm not as
or
weird as I thought.
Turning the channel.
Or they're like, yeah, I didn't do that, but I did this other weird thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't do that, you did something.
It's always something. Everybody's weird, man.
And we'll find out what it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, we all pretend to be normal. Normal is just what people pretend to be. I really believe that.
To do a segment on that.
Yeah, I really believe that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.